to encrypt or not to encrypt. There is no question. If you were to search the HIPAA security rule to find a requirement for encryption, you would be hard-pressed to find one, as it doesn't currently exist. If that's the case, why then is such a big deal made of encryption if the law itself doesn't demand it? Reading between the lines helps provide the answer. While the security rule doesn't actually mandate encryption per se, within the technical safeguards section, both the access control standard for data at rest and transmission security standard for data in motion have an implementation specification for encryption. Neither of them is required, but listed as addressable. When meeting standards that contain addressable implementation specifications, a covered entity can do one of the following: implement the addressable implementation specifications, or implement an alternative security measure to accomplish the same result, or do nothing. In determining whether to follow the addressable implementation specifications for encryption, the covered entity must decide whether to do so is a reasonable and appropriate security measure to apply within its particular security framework. In other words, the security rule makes it the business of the covered entity to determine whether encrypting is reasonable and appropriate for securing patient data. The decision will come down to a number of factors: their risk analysis, risk mitigation strategies, security measures already in place, and the cost of implementation. Whatever decision the covered entity arrives at must be documented in writing. This documentation should include the factors that were considered, as well as the results of the risk assessment on which the decision was based. Given the amount of coverage in the news regarding lost or stolen laptops that were unencrypted, with resultant heavy fines levied, most practices are beginning to understand that they need to encrypt any mobile device that may contain PHI. What about servers? Leon Rodriguez, Director of the Office of Civil Rights, or OCR, has indicated that he anticipates hacking to be a threat that will likely increase as time goes on. And the best protection in that scenario is, you guessed it, data encryption. Bottom line, you don't have to encrypt. But if you choose not to, you must document in writing why you chose that course based on your security risk analysis. In the event of an audit or investigation of a breach, OCR will review your documentation and decide whether or not they agree with you. Given that OCR believes that encryption is both necessary and easy, and since password protection isn't enough anymore, this may take some convincing on your part.